Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hour number three of the show happening right now. Glad to have each and every one of you on board on this thick Thursday of the show. Fan After Dark, 105.3 The Fan, Fred Davis, Blake Elliott, and of course, Mr. Trevor the Creator, a.k.a. Trevor Beck. Hey, give us an update. What's going on with the Stars?
Right now, the Stars are tied 2-2.
Okay.
We're not playing too hot tonight. I'm not too proud of us tonight. I shouldn't have made a comment about the mild Minnesota, so kind of is what it is.
They took that personally.
Hey, you know, sometimes you have to.
Is that game in Minnesota?
It is in Minnesota.
Okay.
The problem I'm having is they're in the old North Star attire, and I don't mind teams having, like, I wish the Texans would do the Oilers thing.
They can't.
Like, I know, but why is Minnesota allowed to do the North Stars thing? Because that is our team. Like, that's my confusion there.
Well, what do you mean the North? So what, the North Stars came from Minnesota to Dallas?
Yes. Yeah. The Tom Hicks brought them here.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what then. So either the NHL or there was an agreement made between Minnesota and Dallas that they could wear those uniforms.
Yeah, and I'm sure it's something. It's just, it's like a little rub in the nose. And that's again, I hope we.
Because that's why the Texans can't wear Oiler gear, because the Oilers moved to Nashville and they were the Tennessee Oilers the first year.
Yeah.
Right. And so, I don't know how contentious the move was from Minnesota to Dallas. When did that take place?
95 or 94.
Okay.
I think it was 94, 95, I think was the year for that.
Okay. So and that was before my times. So I don't know how, from here in Dallas, but
I mean, I was 4 years old.
It was uber contentious. But basically, when Bud Adams left Houston, he said, F you, I'm taking my football. Oh, y'all don't want to build me a stadium? Okay, bleep you, I'm taking my team and going elsewhere. And they kind of do it to kind of just rub. Because here's the thing, all the Oiler records are all considered Tennessee Titan records now.
Really?
Yeah, exactly.
So Earl Campbell is no longer
an
Oiler great. That's kind of.
No, well, he's an Oiler great, but he's a Tennessee Oiler great.
Yeah,
that's the Oiler. Exactly.
That's,
now,
that's frustrating.
Don't get it twisted. He's still beloved in H Town and love you blue. But yeah, it's a weird dynamic.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That's why I just don't like seeing it, because I'm like, oh, I see the Minnesota Wild in North Star gear, which again is Dallas Stars. That's what it is.
I know we're not supposed to talk Houston here, but I'm just, from my 12 years living there, if somehow, some way, the Texans were allowed to wear Oiler throwbacks, that city would throw a parade. They'd probably shut down for the week. I mean, it would be... I mean, look, they had to... When U of H wore the Love You Blue for their uniforms, the Tennessee Titans sent them a cease and desist letter saying that we own that color blue. So, yeah, it's a...
That's what I'm saying. I don't like it. And my dad was a huge Earl Campbell fan, and so it trickled into the Houston Oilers for that.
Makes sense.
But again... Those baby blues are beautiful. But it's just odd when you have a team.
It's a fair point. I didn't know that. I appreciate that.
So that's a little thing.
One of your better takes. One of your better takes.
Thank you.
Better takes.
Much appreciated. Anyway,
what a heater you've been on.
Really?
What a heater you've been on.
Kapow.
Okay.
Kapow.
Reeds notwithstanding, everything else, chef's kiss. All right.
Beautiful.
What you got?
What happened?
Oh, I'm great.
I can't. You don't do never.
Nobody multitasks like me. I'm the best at it.
Anyway. We're talking. There was no multitasking. I was listening to y'all talk.
Okay. Well, what are we doing in this segment there, Blake Elliott?
I'm trying to put a parlay in, honestly, but
that sounds accurate.
We've got here's the deals for you guys.
Gambling has hijacked our show. I just want to make that.
And I hate it.
I want to make that very clear.
I'm disappointed in both of you. It's too much.
In me? I mean, I let the parlays go. I do it to support my teammate here.
If you could see these eyes right now, Tolos, I'm telling you.
These eyes
crying for you. But it's all me.
Shout out to the Animals. I'll tell you what.
Shout out to any band that used an animal as a name.
Because
the Monkees, I mean, obviously the Beatles.
Yeah.
And that's the only two that are coming to mind.
Can y'all stop talking? I'm ready.
I mean, we tried to throw it to you, and you were too busy. What's up with our boy Sadiq? Has he scored yet?
I don't know. I'm not even watching that. I was putting in more bets.
Now you're not watching it. Okay. Still nothing yet.
Yep.
8:57 left to go.
He's going to end with 15 points.
That would be devastating.
Well, they are up by 12.
Here's the problem. They're up by 12.
Yeah, it's not boding well. I need Portland to come back and make this a close game. Either way, okay. So I'm going to give you the scenarios, and you tell me and you grade them. A being I would pick up the phone tonight and make the phone call. F being I'd block their number. First one, three-team trade. The Raptors get Anthony Davis. The Pacers get Daniel Gafford. Both gone, Gafford and AD. The Raptors also get Tony Bradley, whatever. The Mavericks get R.J. Barrett, Jakob Poeltl, Jairus Walker, Oche Ajayi.
Abaji. Rock chalk. I'm here for it already.
A 2026 first-round pick from the Raptors.
No Grady Dick.
And a 2027 first-round pick from the Pacers that's lottery-protected. So you're getting the 2027 pick that won't be a lottery pick, the 2026 pick that probably won't be a lottery pick either because the Raptors are already good, and you're giving them Anthony Davis. And then you get R.J. Barrett, Jakob Poeltl, Jairus Walker, and Ochai.
And then two draft picks?
Yeah, the two draft picks. I'll give you my grade after y'all go, but we got five more trades to go through.
Let's see what else is out there.
What do y'all grade it?
I'm moving off of it. I'd give it a C.
C?
I'd go. That's a hard B. I think a perfect 85. Like that's. I'd be happy. I'd be happy.
I'd give this a D-. I think this is a horrible trade. You're giving up AD and Gafford. And what's one asset that you guys like that you're getting back?
Rock chop.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, Abaji. I say that just because he's a Jayhawk. But yeah, I mean, he's just a role player at this stage of his career.
But what are you getting for AD right now? Like nobody, I don't know.
We're going to go through some more trades, but R.J. Barrett, Jakob Poeltl, who's hurt and okay, Jairus Walker, who was in the same draft class as Lively, he hasn't really turned out in two bad picks. Okay, here's the next one. I'm going to say
but
this.
You can package them considering what a loaded draft class this is coming up.
Yeah. Okay, and this one, the Spurs get Anthony Davis, which is already scary to think about.
I mean, what are we doing? I mean, I'm not sending anything to
the Spurs first.
Okay, what am I getting back? Wemby?
The Bulls get Najee Marshall. So you're giving up two assets, and you get back six assets. Harrison Barnes.
No, I'm already out.
Luke Kornet. This is what Shams Charania, Bobby Marks, and Tim McMahon put together. This isn't like a fan made. This is ESPN full-on articles that came out today.
Who sold your parlay yesterday.
Keldon Johnson.
Okay.
A 2026 second-round pick from the Jazz.
Okay, get out of here with this.
A 2028 and 29 second-round pick from the Bulls. And the 2030 first-round swap that you have with the Spurs where they get the better of the two picks would be extinguished. So pretty much it means in 2030 you'd have...
You get your first-round pick back.
You get your first... You already have your first round pick. You just get control of it.
You get it back, yeah. It's you can if you suck, then it's okay because you'll actually get that pick.
Yeah, you'll have control of your pick. To me, this is actually the worst one.
This is awful.
I'm giving up two assets, making the Spurs better, and the only player worth anything is Keldon Johnson.
And I'm getting a bunch of second round picks, which
And I'm also giving up Najee Marshall. Like, I'm also giving up. So, Najee and Keldon, let's say, are equal.
Yeah.
So, I'm giving up AD for Harrison Barnes, Cornette, and second round picks.
Awful.
I say D minus.
Yeah, that's a, there's not enough. There're not enough alphabetical letters for me to go low enough.
I need at least a first round pick. I need at least two first rounders.
I need Castle. Or I need Harper. I need somebody back like that. Like, you got to give me one of those young guys.
Okay, Pistons one. This one emerged. The Pistons, the Raptors, and the Hawks are the three suitors that Shams Charania reported today. And this one, the Pistons get Anthony Davis. You get back three players. So the cleanest of the trades.
Mm-hmm.
You get back Tobias Harris.
Okay.
You get back Jaden Ivey, and you get back Ron Holland II. No draft capital.
Whew. I don't mind that trade. I mean, Tobias is an expiring contract, correct? This is last year.
So this is just salary for next year.
This is a salary, which, okay, that's fine. So really, it's more about will Ron Holland develop? Because he was a lottery pick. Like,
correct.
We forget about that. Like, he was, and Jaden Ivey was a lottery pick.
And Jaden Ivey's been good up and down.
Although he got hurt. I mean, he was balling last year before he got hurt.
And also remember this, Jaden Ivey is a free agent after this year. You'd have to sign him to a contract.
Mm.
I give it a C, a flat C. It's the best of the three that we've read, but it's still not. I'm not picking up the phone.
I just don't think this makes your future better.
Think about this. You are still giving up Anthony Davis. As much as we hate him, want him off the team,
exactly.
You still have to, that's your best asset right now. Tobias Harris, Jaden Ivey, and Ron Holland? No one has
to
come.
To me, Jaden Ivey's the,
no, he's the, yeah,
the linchpin of the deal, but I mean, he's only averaging 8 points a game this year. I mean, it's not like he's having a great season.
It's Brandon Williams.
Well, I mean, he's better than Brandon Williams, but
in theory,
no. I mean, he's better than I'm
just saying from a production standpoint.
Yeah, well, I mean, from a production standpoint, dude, he's only averaging 14 minutes a game this year. No, unless you're throwing a first round pick in there too.
Yeah, that one to me
because
is
like
really
you
bad because you're getting no capital either.
Well, you're getting okay, and I mean, other than Ron Holland, who you're really rolling the dice on, because you're hoping he grows into something.
Don't you got enough dice rolls on the team?
Well, yeah, this whole season's just one big dice roll. So, you know, maybe if you're thinking to yourself, okay, with Jaden Ivey, you know, I'm going to sign him to a decent, you know, I'm going to sign him to a team friendly deal.
So, do we say this is the highest of the three, but we still wouldn't do it?
I think the first one's still a little bit better, but that's again, we're having a hard time finding minutes for guys. So we're just adding more players onto our team to have a hard time of finding minutes. That's what I don't like.
Now, here's the one that's had the internet going crazy. This is the 5-team trade that Bobby Marks came up with. And y'all tell me who's the winner of this, and hopefully it's the Mavericks. And this one, the Hawks get AD, Jonathan Kuminga, Buddy Hield, and Devin Carter. So they get two good players and two good role players. The Pistons get Doug McDermott and cash considerations, whatever. The Warriors get Kristaps Porzingis.
Mm-hmm.
The Kings get Trae Young and Luke Kennard. So that's where the Hawks are getting all this. They got to be giving up something. They're giving up Luke Kennard and Trae Young. The Mavericks, in this scenario, from the Kings, would get Zach LaVine, a 2026 first-round pick from the Warriors that's top 14 protected, so will not be a lottery pick.
No, it won't be a lottery.
And 2027 first-round pick, the worst out of the Bucks and the Pelicans, and that one is top 4 protected.
So real quick, in a situation where, all right, let's just say it was like a 13th pick, then what happens?
It goes back to the Warriors. It's top 14 protected. So the Warriors.
So what pick do you get then, the next year's pick?
It says otherwise a 2032 second round pick, 31 to 50.
Oh my God, dude. Are you serious? Now, granted, you would look, they're a Steph Curry injury away from bottoming out.
But that doesn't help you.
What's that?
That doesn't help you if they bottom out.
Well, no, that's my point. I mean, you're
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this. Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed's sponsored jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Banking on 37-year-old Steph Curry to keep this thing. Oh, your boy just, what a nasty-looking grab. Wasn't a touchdown, though. But yeah, that's your problem.
Yeah.
I mean, if it wasn't top 14 protected, I tell you what, give me top 4 protected, and then now we can talk. Because otherwise,
that's what the other one was.
That's what the 2027 one is.
No, I get that. I'm just saying. I mean, top 14. No, there's too much built in for
who
them.
Who wins that trade? The Hawks with AD, Kuminga, Hield, and Carter. The Kings with Trae Young and Luke Kennard. The Warriors with Kristaps Porzingis.
I think Atlanta wins that in a heartbeat.
All they give up is Trae Young and Luke Kennard,
and you get AD and Kuminga?
Yeah.
Do the Kings want to do that? That's my thing.
Yeah. The Kings get off. The Kings Zach LaVine.
The Kings are ready to unload anybody. And
well, I know, but you're getting Trae Young.
Yeah, I mean, if you're giving up Zach LaVine, you get Trae Young. I think you're happy about that.
True. Oh, yeah. No, you're resetting it. I mean, Zach LaVine is what he is at this point. I mean,
So do we? We don't like that for the Mavs. We don't like the. I mean, that's the best player we've seen.
What, getting Zach LaVine in a first round pick?
Yeah.
That you might may or may not get to keep.
Yeah. Okay. Now here's the one that I think you guys will like the best. Because it's the one I like the best, but maybe I'm wrong. The Warriors get Anthony Davis and Mason Plumlee.
Okay.
The Hornets get Maxi Kleber, Dalton Knecht, catch considerations, whatever. The Lakers get Buddy Hield. The Mavericks get Draymond Green, Jonathan Kuminga, and a 2026 first-round pick from the Warriors, unprotected.
Oh, that's your moneymaker all day. That's, I mean, that's the best one. I mean, and is Draymond, how many years he got left on his deal?
Ooh, don't get me to lying. Let me see. He's a clutch guy. Obviously.
Well, look, at this stage of his career, he is what he is. I mean, I guess a good locker room guy. I don't know what you're going to get out of him on a team that's not going to be competing for a championship.
He's got this year and next year, and then he's a free agent.
I mean, you know what? You almost wondered, do you just buy him out?
But, I mean, you're getting a veteran in Draymond Green. You can go small ball lineups. We know he likes Dallas. You're getting Kuminga, who's been a heavy trade asset, and you're getting a first-round pick.
Yeah, I mean...
And then if you do get a Steph Curry injury, you could have a lottery pick. It's unprotected.
Yeah.
And in this one, you're only giving up AD. And some of those other ones, we're giving up like Najee, Gafford, just to get Jakobertl and RJ Barrett.
So AD for Kuminga.
Draymond
and a first-round pick. I mean, that's the best one.
Yeah.
That's your best one by a country mile.
Let us know what your favorite one was on the Franklin injury attorney text line. Anthony Davis looks like it is more likely he'll get traded as the days go by. What team will he get traded to? I think it'll be an Eastern Conference team, but based on those, I'm hoping it's to the Golden State Warriors.
All right, we're down to the last 4.5 minutes in this Portland Trailblazer New Orleans Pelicans game. Now, they're up by 24.
Is he not in the game?
Luckily for you, though, Sadiq Bey is back in the game.
Okay, let's go. Can we just get one Sadiq
Bey
bucket?
So we just need one Sadiq bucket. Right now you got...
I can't even watch.
Murphy has 21. Derek Queen, Fears, and Sadiq all have 15 apiece. All right?
He's going to miss a layup, and they're going to take him out. Please, Portland, come back.
Look, you should be thanking your lucky stars even in the game right now.
I know, right?
I mean, dude, they're up 24.
Please give the ball to Sadiq Bey.
So we'll keep an eye on that. When we come back, though, Joey McGuire was on earlier today. Will this Texas Tech team make a championship run? And we've got an update in our Thursday night football game, Tampa and Atlanta. Lots to get to. Don't go anywhere. It is the Fan After Dark. Appreciate that, Mr. Trevor, the creator. This is Fan After Dark, 105.3 The Fan. We've got the Tampa Bay Buccaneers wearing the creamsicle uniform. We got a little bit of a throwback uniform situation going on here. We got the creamsicles, and this is one of my favorite uniforms that the Falcons got going on there with the old school red helmets as well, so, and the white pants. And it looks like Bijan's having himself quite a day. I haven't looked at any of the stats yet, but 20-14 is the score right now. Let's see, we've got Atlanta does have the ball, though. 3 minutes and 50 seconds left to go. They are in. They're at the Tampa Bay 44-yard line, first and 10. And looks like, oh, my goodness, my man just dropped a wide-open pass. Who was that? Oh, Sills?
God, I have his under.
Well, I tell you what, feel good about it because my man just dropped what was should have been a walk-in touchdown. So,
Pitts is
tell you
sitting
what,
on my bench
wide receivers.
Pitts is on your bench going off.
Thanks a lot.
Join the club. I started Harold Fannin this week, and Pitts has 2 touchdowns.
That's literally who I have in, and Pitts has got 30-plus points.
Ooh, that's rough. That's rough.
And, worse than Sadiq Bey? It's rougher than that, Fred?
I didn't want to bring it up. You want to share with the class what happened?
I don't want to share with the class.
Mm. Sadiq Bey did not score in the fourth quarter.
Basketball be wild like that.
Blake. Blake needed the over, 16.5. Sadiq finishes with 15.
And he had 15 with 3 minutes left in the third quarter.
A lot of time left.
It was in the game.
Left.
Just passing.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't a question.
Just passing.
I mean, Sadiq finishes the night 5 of 14. 15 points, 4-4 from the free throw line, 8 rebounds, but not enough.
I lament for you.
Now, if you're a Pelicans fan, you are feeling right because they did get their fourth win of the season as they beat the Trailblazers tonight, 143-120.
Electric.
Electric. With
one more game, and that's what's that? A winning streak.
With all 500 people that were in attendance tonight. What is it? The Smoothie King Arena, I think is what they call it?
I don't care. The Dump Fire Arena. The Dump.com.
The didn't get the over arena is what it should be called. All right, Joey McGuire, who has his Texas Tech Red Raiders in the college football playoff. And, of course, they won the Big 12. They beat the brakes off of BYU. I don't want to hear anybody complain about BYU should be in the playoff. No, they shouldn't. All right, so he joined G-Bag today. I mean, look, he's got a week off as he gets his team ready to play, what, the winner of the, what,
James Madison
and Oregon game, right?
Wow.
Which has already got, what, a 20-point spread or something crazy like that. But this is Joey McGuire on how does he build the culture at Texas Tech?
You know, it was, one, I got really lucky because Baron Morton didn't go anywhere and Jacob Rodriguez didn't declare for the draft. And Bryce Ramirez came back. Just some old guys that have been with me, you know, for the last 4 years and some guys that have been with us for the last 3 years. And they were really intentional with the guys that we brought in, you know, that this is what Lubbock's about. This is what the building's about. You know, we've got a group, you know, we brought some guys in that I knew were leaders from their other teams. And so I wanted to make sure they understood they had a voice here. And I think it all started with that, you know, that they really came together. And we did a lot of stuff from January up until camp started, and we'll do some stuff next week whenever we practice and the school's out, and just to be around each other and just continue to, you know, grow that chemistry. But it started a lot with the guys that we had in the building, really trying to bring these guys into Lubbock and getting them to understand what it's all about to be a Red Raider.
I know a lot of us question, you know, whether this team has the offensive ability to win a national championship. I think we all agree that they definitely have the defensive ability to win a national championship. And speaking of which, Joey was asked about Broadus complimenting his tape on defense.
I appreciate that, man. That's for that position, that's CGIU, and I put him up against anybody. You know, we've been here 4 years. Year one, we had a number one draft pick. Year two, we had a draft pick. Year three, we didn't have anybody old enough to go in the draft. And then year four, we're about to have both guys, you know, drafted, I think, in probably the first round and hopefully, you know, the second round with Romello Height. And CJ is just an absolute stud.
Now, we know if you listened to the show earlier, we had Greg Riddle on from the Dallas Morning News, talking about the Texas high school football playoffs that are going on this weekend. As we all know, Joey, no stranger to winning state championships in Texas high school football. What's the difference in coaching in college versus high school?
Yes, but you got, I love it, you know, but it is because it's because the calendar is so messed up.
Yeah.
And look, I'm a traditionalist, so I understand it, but we have so many people that are pushing back on traditions, and that's great, but this is not your same college football. Meaning, I think that we have a 0 week. That shouldn't be a 0 week. Everybody should start that week.
Right.
The conference championship should be played on Thanksgiving. Everybody's like, well, that's the rival games. Play it the week before, man. Like, it's not that big of a deal. If you're that hung up on it, eat Thanksgiving dinner a week before, you know, but we need to move the calendar up. And you know what's really cool? In the Texas high school playoffs and in the NFL, the FCS, Division II, Division III, they play every 7 days. And I'm about to wait a full month before we play our next game. It makes no sense. College football is not supposed to be played on January 19th. So we've moved the calendar up. We can crown a national champion on New Year's Day. The portal opens up the next day, and now it makes somewhat sense. But right now, man, I'm telling you, it's crazy because you see guys right now getting in the portal, but the portal doesn't open up till January 2nd. Mm. So it's just we have to be more proactive instead of reactive.
I agree with his points right there about the portal and the calendar, and he said this before, so it's something that's got to be fixed. I don't know if it will be fixed.
I don't know if it will be either, but he's right. I mean, there's no reason why the top four seeds in the college football playoff should have to wait 3 to 4 weeks before they play again. I mean, because we're not going to get – I mean, the bowl season starts Saturday, right? And then we don't have our first round of the college football playoff until next Friday, until the 19th.
And then think if you move to 16 teams, like everybody's, like most people are wanting to do, like that's going to add another 1 week or 2 weeks.
Theoretically, right?
Exactly.
You know, so I mean, I agree with him wholeheartedly. Like you need to, there's no reason why you couldn't have week one of the playoffs start this week. I mean, again, unless, you know, if you're, I get it, if you're in a world where Army-Navy were to play or one of those teams were to be eligible for the college football playoff, maybe that. But, you know, maybe you move them to, the, you know, the week prior where you play them on the – I mean, you could do Army-Navy, and I get it. It's cool. And, I mean, if you've ever had the chance to go to an Army-Navy game, it is a unbelievable spectacle, to say the least. But you could easily put it on, you know, championship weekend, conference championship weekend, and not miss a beat. And then again, if one of those teams were to be eligible for the college football playoff, then hey, more the merrier. But I'm with Joey McGuire on this. You've got to do something to fix this schedule, because it's just, there's no reason why we're doing college football until January 19th. It just doesn't make any sense. Okay. Again, he won three state championships over at Cedar Hill. Career record of 142-42 in the high school ranks before he went on to Baylor, and then of course went over to Texas Tech in 2022. But how much has having DFW ties helped in recruiting?
It's huge, especially in the, you know, we signed the highest rated high school class in Texas Tech history. We're number 19 in the country, and you know, we signed 20 high school kids, and you know, the majority of them from Texas. We've got a couple kids from Georgia, got a kid from Oklahoma, you know, and the majority of the guys are Texas kids. So it's huge to be able to have, you know, going to high schools and being able to tell the high school coach or tell the parents, hey, go ask your high school coach about, not just me, I have seven high school coaches on staff. position. So like, you can ask about Kenny Perry, that dude's a legend in Arlington, you know, like stuff like that, that makes such a huge difference in recruiting.
And that says a lot about Joey McGuire and the program he's got going on over there at Texas Tech. And I know one of the things Broadus has talked about time and time again is that he appreciates the fact or admires the fact that he's done such a good job at developing talent at Texas Tech. And when you talk about him having seven high school coaches on his staff, I mean, look, that's football development 101, especially if you're getting them from top-notch programs here in the state of Texas. Jeff Traylor, who's the head coach over at UTSA, I'm kind of surprised he hasn't gotten another job yet. But one thing he pointed out was,
he's been in some buzz, though, some rumors.
He has. I'm just saying, I'm surprised he stuck around at UTSA for as long as he has, because you're right, he has. His name's been all over the place. But I asked him, I said, you know, what are some of the advantages of having high school coaches on your staff? And, you know, aside from just, you know, knowing how to develop, but he said the biggest thing as far as whether you succeed or not going from high school to college is, are you prepared to take a step back in the pecking order, right? Because when you're – think about it. Joey McGuire was the head coach at Cedar Hill, won, you know, went to four state championships, won three of them, and then and you know, was one of the best coaches in the state of Texas in the high school level, which we all know is a big thing. Then he goes to Baylor and is the tight ends coach, all right? And really, when you're – and think about it. When you're a position coach, you know, you're seen, not heard. Right. And so he said, you know, do you have the ego to be able to sit back, play your role, and then, you know, climb that ladder? And of course, for Joey McGuire and the Jeff Traylors of the world, they've been able to do that. All right. What would getting to a national championship, what does being in the CFP do for recruiting, Joey McGuire?
There's no doubt. And then the other thing that's happening, you know, like we signed the number one 2027. He actually reclassified, so he's still a five-star in 2026, but out of Georgia, edge rusher. And whenever you have such production out of your defensive ends, now all of a sudden these guys that are the best of the best are listening while you're recruiting, going, oh, I
okay, there you have it. All right, last but certainly not
he
least.
Ran out of breath.
I thought he ran out of breath. He's been talking so much. All right, last but certainly not least, we mentioned that they'll play the winner of James Madison and Oregon. Again, obviously, if you're a Texas Tech fan, you think you can beat Oregon. You think you can beat James Madison. You think you win a state champion or win a national championship regardless. But we'd be remiss if we didn't ask, are you rooting for James Madison?
Yeah, you know, we've watched both. You know, I'm sitting here watching Oregon USC right now. You know, we're trying to get ready for both. You know, a lot of stuff that we do is going to be, you know, not necessarily who you play, but how you play it, you know. And so there'll be some similarities. And then whoever we play, whenever you get to that point, and there's eight teams left. You know, I would think that all eight teams have a chance to win it all. It's just going to be who's going to take care of the football and who's going to play the hardest.
Who's going to take care of the football and who's going to play the hardest? Again, we love the Texas Tech defense, offense. Good, not great. Time will tell, but we are all pulling for the Red Raiders here on Fan After Dark.
I was about to say, who are you pulling for?
Not Texas Tech.
You're not?
No.
Who are you pulling for?
I don't know, but not Tech. Don't throw my name in that hat. You can pull for Tech.
Okay, well.
I am not hoping. I'm hoping Tech loses tomorrow somehow. Hoping they get disqualified. I'm not pulling for Tech.
What did Texas Tech do to you?
They're not the Texas school I rep. So why would I pull for them?
Wow. So not representing Texas, huh?
Nope. Not pulling for Tech. Mm. You, Trevor?
Absolutely not. I hope they both lose, A&M and Tech.
Agreed. Wow. I'm not pulling for either one of them. I don't care.
I don't remember that.
What is it to remember? I don't care. Just because they're from Texas? No, I hope they lose.
So who are you pulling for?
Georgia. At least I got a tie there.
That's fair.
So can I give you a little?
I'm on the Texas Tech bandwagon.
The way that since we are an SEC school, and I say we as a Texas Longhorns, we have to kind of pull for SEC schools.
Pulling for Georgia. They whooped our ass.
I mean, look, I can respect that. I'm going the Big 12 route, so I will be pulling for Texas Tech. Again, I'm not sold that they can do it all, but hey, well, time will tell. We shall see. All right, Extra Credit, where are you taking us?
Somewhere. Coming up.
I need you to get it together. Okay, get it together. All right.
I'll come in there and give you a hug.
It's a big baby in a bucket.
You know, if you know somebody that's got a gambling problem, 1-800-BETS-OFF. Okay, go ahead and call that during the break. 1-800-BETS-OFF. In the meantime, Extra Credit coming up next. Don't go anywhere.
This segment of the Fan After Dark is brought to you by Classic Chevrolet. If you're in the market to upgrade your vehicle, get to Classic Chevrolet in Grapevine. Back-to-back number one Chevy dealership in the world. They got more new Chevys than anyone, all priced to sell. Visit ClassicChevrolet.com. This is Texas. This is Classic Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. Based on new Chevy registrations 2023 and 2024.
Okay, Extra Credit's going to look a little different today, ladies and gentlemen. I've got three categories, or three sections, if you will. It is going to be Trevor versus Fred, because I don't need any more defeat today, so I will be asking the questions.
That's fair. I am sad for your plight tonight.
It's okay. I'll recover.
I just need you to lock back in.
I'll recover.
Okay. We'll give you the segment. We'll give you basically sandbag the Joey McGuire segment, and that's okay. That's okay. Yeah, because I told you we were all rooting for Texas Tech, and then you snapped back. I'm going to Texas Tech.
If Sadiq Bey didn't have 15 going in the fourth, I wouldn't be mad. If he just didn't hit the parlay, it's whatever.
Yeah.
It's the fact that you're right there, and he missed like 12 shots, and they were all layups. And
what if he didn't do well at the beginning, and then he got to 15? Would you be then more
it would
angry?
It would be a rush, but it would be like, okay, he didn't play well enough. He didn't do it.
Now, you'd have been pissed off either way. 15 is 15, okay? You can sugarcoat it however you want. You need him to make one more basket,
and he literally passed the ball 20 times at the end of the game.
I mean, he had a floater. We watched it. He could have shot a floater.
He said, kick to the corner.
Guy going to the basket.
Oh, whatever. It's okay. We're fine. We're still alive. We're breathing.
That's it.
And another day to make parlays tomorrow.
I'm done this week. I'm tomorrow.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Tomorrow, we live to find another day.
Most bettors quit before their biggest win.
That's it.
That's what a degenerate once told me. Okay, play the intro because we're going to be figuring out who's smarter between Fred or Trevor after this.
Ring the bell. Are you
Fred
and Blake.
It's a merry-go-round, you dumb dumbass. Do you need the dumb in front of the dumbass?
I mean, I did his homework. Like, not like he bullied me. It's kind of redundant.
Okay.
I've never even heard that word in my life.
But as my own personal form of punishment, I figured out how you're going to earn that extra credit.
All right, let's go. Yeah. Here we go.
All right, let's do it. If you remember, Fred and Trevor have had a similar style quiz where it's just basic education.
Yeah.
And that's what today's is. The twist. There is a twist today, ladies and gentlemen, okay. And Tolos. I have three different sections of basic education. We've got middle school, we've got high school, and we've got college. Okay. You might be saying, Blake, what's the point of that? Each will have different weighted points. If you answer a middle school question correct, you get 1 point. If you answer a high school question correct, you get 2 points. If you answer a college question right, you get 3 points. What happened to our music, Trevor? Just cut out.
I started typing, and
it's okay.
Yeah,
no more typing because you shouldn't be typing nothing, looking up answers over there.
Nah.
Okay, so before I ask you your question, you're gonna tell me which category you want to pick from, and that'll be your points. Now I'll ask you guys, since y'all are the ones answering the questions, do y'all still want to do the double points if you get it without guessing, or do y'all want to just do? I'm gonna give the answers and just make it simple.
Just give us the. Well,
I mean, it's
if you know it, you know it.
I think I'm okay with that.
Okay, that didn't answer my question.
Let's do it how we normally do it.
Yeah,
so that
way
we
don't.
That way
we
don't.
Well,
we
that
don't
just means
you,
well, the difference is the college questions are worth 3 points. So
you would just get one extra.
You
for
get six.
So that's what I'm saying. Do you want to double it, one extra, or just don't even worry about it? And I'll just read off the answer choices.
Yeah, because that's already going to be wild enough to keep track of anyway. So
we'll just do. I'm gonna read off the answer choices. If you know it, cool.
By
whatever.
The way, Tampa Bay just scored again.
You get no extra points for knowing without the multiple choice. Okay, so just 1, 2, and 3. So we'll go to Fred. Fred, do you want a middle school question for 1 point, a high school question for 2, or a college for 3?
College. Let's go.
College for 3. Start it off. Okay. There are 10 questions. Do you want just pick between 1 and 10? Which question you want?
Just give me 3.
You want question number 3. Okay, 1, 2, 3. Okay. In statistics, what does a p-dash value represent? A, sample size. B, probability of random chance. C, data spread. D, the mean difference. He has no idea. I actually didn't know this one because I had to take stats in college.
I mean, I took stats in college too, but that was 20 years ago.
What does P represent? The P value.
Give me one more time.
Sample size, probability.
And what did you say? P equals what?
It's just P dash value.
Sample size.
Incorrect.
I'll say probability. P for probability.
Probability of random chance.
Mm-hmm.
That is correct. That is what P dash value means. So
hold
we'll
up,
give
boys.
Trevor 3 points.
Hold them up, boys.
Okay, Trevor, what kind of question do you want? Middle school, high school, college?
Let's go middle school, you know?
Let's
keep it easy.
He heard that one.
Let's keep it easy.
Okay, question 1 through 10. Which one do you want?
Let's go number one.
Number one. Which fraction is equal to 0.75? A, 1/2, B, 2/3, 3/4.
3/4. I could have answered that without it.
I was going to say, what are we talking about?
Trevor
here?
Now has 4 points. Fred, what question do you
want? College.
Going back to college, okay.
Number 10.
Number 10 in college. What is structural functionalism?
What have you done, Fred?
Wow.
What have you done?
Okay.
A, economic theory. B, psychological model. C, sociological framework. D, political ideology.
And what was the answer, or what was the question again?
What is structural functionalism? Functionalism.
Structural functionalism. Yes. All right. Give me the answers one more time.
Economic theory, psychological model, sociological. There you go. Framework or political ideology.
Give me C. Sociological framework.
That's what I was going to pick.
That is correct. Yeah,
gotta use some context clues here.
Three.
Let's
it
go.
It is 4-3. Trevor,
let's
what question
go.
Do you want?
Give me high school. Let's go to my roots here.
First high school. Which one do you want? 1 through 10.
Number one.
Number one. Which triangle has all sides of different lengths? A, isosceles. B, a right triangle. C, a scalene triangle. Or D, an equilateral triangle.
A triangle with all the sides are different?
Correct. Yeah.
Oh, gosh. It's not equilateral.
There you go.
It's, can you give me the other three options?
Isosceles, right, scalene.
Isosceles.
Incorrect. Fred.
Scalene.
Ew!
Yeah.
And with that, Fred takes the lead. 5-4 was once down 3-0. Let's go to Fred. What question would you like?
College number 9.
College number 9. In calculus, what does an integral represent? A, rate of change. B, slope. C, accumulated area. D, limit.
Give me B.
Incorrect.
Okay, can you read it one more time?
In calculus, what does an integral represent? A, rate of change. B, slope. C, accumulated area. D, limit.
I'm going to say slope.
Incorrect. The correct answer was accumulated area. So.
Was that C?
That was C. So
we both answer B.
We did.
Yeah. I'm an idiot. Yeah, I'm an actual idiot.
I was okay with it when I heard you say that.
That makes sense what I'm saying.
Really
I'm an
attention.
Actual idiot.
Let's go to Trevor. The score is still 5-4. Fred up.
All right, Fred, you're making me feel bad for saying another one, so let's go college.
College, which one would you like?
Number 8.
Number 8. Okay. What is the primary focus of epistemology? E-P-I-S-T-E-omology. Do you know what I'm saying?
It makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay. A, ethics. B, knowledge. C, reality. D, language. Epistemology.
And what is it asking?
What is the primary focus of it?
Ethics, knowledge, reality, or language?
I believe it's ethics.
Incorrect.
No.
It's either B or C. What was B? Reality
knowledge.
And knowledge and reality, epistemology?
Yeah. There you go. I guess that's the word. Never. I'm not even gonna lie. I've never heard of that word in my life.
I'm trying to think what epi means again.
Give me C.
Reality?
Yeah.
Incorrect.
Is it knowledge?
Correct answer was knowledge, B. Frank just threw his hat like he missed a parlay.
Yep.
Whose question was
my
that?
My turn.
Okay, Fred, what question was
college
that?
College 7.
Y'all are sticking with the college. 10, okay.
Gamers, that's what's happening.
Which gas law states pressure and volume area are inversely related? A, Charles' Law. B, Boyle's Law. C, Avogadro's Law. And D, Ideal Gas Law. I don't even know how to kind of help y'all with this.
Which is the opposite?
Which gas law states pressure and volume are inversely related? Okay. You need the laws again? Charles, Boyle, Avogadro's, and Ideal Gas Law.
I mean, I don't want to overthink this. I kind of want to go with D, Ideal Gas Law.
Incorrect. You did not overthink it. You underthinked it. Let's go to Trevor.
And it was pressure...
Which gas law states pressure and volume are inversely related? This is like real college level stuff.
That's what I'm saying. Let's go Charles' Law, I think.
Is it B?
It is B, Boyle's Law.
God! That's three in a row that I... Anyway.
Let's go to Trevor. Trevor, which question would you like?
College... What's the
score? I think we're on 5-4 still.
Five. You haven't got one right in like four questions.
Okay,
five,
then
four.
Let's go high school. Let's get high school here and let's get us 2 points here.
Which question would you like? 1 through 10.
Number 2.
Number 2. Let's not do that. It's like an equation. It's like solving for an equation.
Then you pick, Blake. How about that?
Okay. We'll do the next one. Number 3.
Number 3. Sounds great.
Which element has the atomic number 6? A, oxygen. B, nitrogen. C, carbon. D, helium.
I believe it's oxygen.
You would believe incorrectly.
Dang it.
Fred Davis.
And what? I'm sorry.
Atomic number 6. Oxygen, nitrogen, carbon, helium.
Atomic number 6. Helium.
Incorrect. I think
it's carbon, isn't it?
Correct answer was carbon.
Yeah.
All right. We're towards the end here. Fred, what do you want?
Give me a college. I don't care which one.
You're a monster.
Okay. Let's go with, which part of the brain controls balance and coordination? A, cerebrum, B, medulla, C, cerebellum, or D, hypothalamus?
Hypothalamus?
Hypothalamus.
Let's go with cerebellum.
And with that,
finally,
Fred Davis gets the W.
Finally,
wait, the W? You didn't say that.
Okay, I'll give you one more.
It's
8-3. It's 8-4. I'll give you this right here. If you get a college level one without the answer choices, then we'll go to 7.
I like that. I'm okay with that.
That's fair. It's a tie, or did you win? It's a tie, right?
We'll say tie. That's fine.
We only have one left from college.
Was number 4 or 5?
What economic concept explains diminishing and? What economic concept explains diminishing additional satisfaction?
Let's give
the trophy to Fred. Fred, you know that one?
Scarcity, marginal utility, opportunity cost, and elasticity.
Yeah.
Okay, say the question one more time because I think I know the...
What economic concept explains diminishing additional satisfaction?
Scarcity.
Incorrect.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. Do you know what it is?
Give me B.
It is B, marginal utility. Fred with the W.
I got knocked out on that one. That was
Fred wins right. 11-4.
There we go. All's right in the world once again. All right. Hey, good job by you. Yeah. That was fun. You know what? I like that. That
we got one question. Right? What are you talking
about? I like that twist on a little. What the hell we just do? Extra credit. All right. Coming up next, final hour. Dude, I was locked in. Hell, I had two that I. Didn't go with my gut. Anyway, all right, final hour of the program. We'll do a little show rewind. We've got podcaster beef, all right? We know we have given our thoughts about Shedeur Sanders, but we have podcaster beef. Will the speakeasy and all the smoke come together. We'll discuss that next, and we'll hear from both sides. Plus, we've got Fatty's on the phone at 10:20. Get ready for that, and then, of course, we'll send you on home on this Thursday night. Lots to get to. Final of the program. This is Fan After Dark.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.